So very often when I'm working on a small project and I need some scraps, maybe I have an idea or whatever, maybe I'm working from a sketch or a thought, I tend to just go to the basket that has all the tiny little bits and very freely, in a way, pick up a few scraps of cloth that kind of go along with my mood, I guess. I don't, you know, try to match anything, or I'm not working specifically, but just in my head, without looking at anything or referring back to anything, I just pick up things that seem to fit to, I don't know, maybe in a moment it's just what I like, what makes me feel good, but I just gather up a little pile, you know. And then I take that and sit down, and then I go back to the thought that I had and try to put it together from what's in front of me. I guess it just, in a way, it reflects what I was thinking, what I am thinking, and perhaps what's going on around me at the moment. It's sort of like just pulling all of that together. So when I went to do the little beast, this was the pile that I came up with. But as I worked, you know, that little figure was so small, I didn't really get to use most of these. I used some of the more solid, like, plant-dyed stuff that was there, but the patterns were too big, the figure was too small, and I couldn't really use all of them. But that wasn't really the point. The point was I had created sort of a bunch of choices. And I usually stick with them. I don't go looking further. I just feel like that. I just fit what I'm doing into what I chose. So then I had a lot of leftovers, you know, including here in the pile, leftovers from the cutoff of the background itself. And then another thing that I usually do before I put them back in the basket is a lot of times I try to create something from them. And in this way, whatever I happen to do, which is usually kind of just a relaxing thing of, well, the scraps are here, let me use them for something. What usually happens is whatever I make is sort of related to what I made before, but not directly, if that makes sense. But they have a connection, and that's always a very interesting thing to me, how one thing leads to another, but not exactly. If I didn't explain it, you may not know how that happened, but in the end, they're related even though they don't look alike. And then there's the constant, which is this little moon thing. These circles that I have around have become symbols for me, but also sort of a constant design element. And for the log cabin situation, I really do like to work around them and make these moon cabins. So this is what I ended up with, and it's really quite interesting because, you know, then you think to yourself, well, if I had just started with the moon and decided to make a moon cabin, would I have chosen these scraps? And the answer is probably not. I don't think so. Anyway, this one was just pieced, no foundation, just fold and stitch. And I've pinned it to over one of the frames of mind that I had just created, which is also sitting over another frame of mind. And in that frame of mind, I thought to myself, you know, the log cabin is really a frame of mind itself, the way it's constructed. And why don't I work a little bit with that in the frame of mind series? So that thought popped up. Also, I looked at this moon cabin, and I thought it just felt like a tree or something. And I thought if I could extend it vertically, that I could kind of make it into a tree that just had a little cabin. Maybe the moon becomes almost like a knot in the tree. And I'm not sure I'll do that, but I might draw it because it's staying in my mind. And so we had some really warm weather, and we had beautiful, beautiful October, the end of October. And it's been so warm. And now this picture looks a little bit dramatic, but that's about how much sunlight there is today. The sun is out somewhere, but it's not here. It's pouring rain. It will probably pour for the next 48 hours. And then the temperature is going to drop dramatically, and we're actually going to get a freeze, it looks like, on Halloween. So yesterday I was out with my new Japanese saw, which I absolutely love. I do have a chainsaw, but this is really much more satisfying. And we had a lot of windfall over the last weeks, and I cut a lot of kindling and small pieces. I've got a lot of wood stacked, and I can say that I feel prepared.